my friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Are you ready to have some fun? My name is Anna, and we have an exciting lesson for you today. Our topic today is sports. The title of our lesson is Let's Go Skiing. Let's go skiing. Peter, I know you're from Colorado, so do you ski?
Of course I ski. In Colorado, we have very big mountains and famous places to go skiing. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Let's talk about skiing.
Wow. Well, Peter knows a lot about skiing, so it's good to talk about skiing today. But first, let's start with our Read It. Here's Peter, and you can follow along with him.
Abby likes fresh snow. It is pretty. It can also be really fun. Abby likes making snowmen. Taylor is looking at the weather report for North Mountain. She wants to ski. Rob likes snowboarding. Maybe they can go together. They can ask the others too. Susie likes sledding. Don't worry, Susie. North Mountain has a sledding hill, too.
Well, Peter, you like to ski. Would you say that you're a professional skier?
Ooh, well, sometimes we say professional means very, very, very good. I am not a professional. I just really enjoy skiing.
Well, that's good. So you're from Colorado, and you said that there are many mountains and famous places to go skiing, right?
That's right, and we'll talk all about it today, but first we need to go to Christina. She has our keywords for us today. Hi, Christina.
今天的主题讲到冬季的运动。 Abby 说她很喜欢刚下的雪 ,fresh snow。形容词 fresh 可以形容新到的、刚下的。Abby 很喜欢刚下的雪。Abby likes fresh snow. Snow 就是雪。北美到了冬天，很多高山都会覆盖着白雪。There is a lot of snow in the mountains. 因为她觉得刚下的雪很美。Fresh snow is so pretty. 形容词 pretty 表示漂亮、好看的。Taylor 在看 North Mountain 的气象报告，如果下雪的话，他想去滑雪。这座山叫做 North Mountain。North 表示北方或是北部的。Taylor 想去那边滑雪。Taylor really wants to ski there。动词 ski 就是滑雪。
Hey Abby, you're from Washington D.C.?
Yes, I am.
Does Washington D.C. get a lot of snow?
Yes, sometimes it gets a lot of snow.
Do you like it?
Of course. Fresh snow is so pretty. It can be really fun, too.
So you play in the snow?
Sure. I make snowmen.
Well, the weather is cold today, and there is snow on the ground. What can we do in the wintertime?
There are so many things we can do. First, let's talk about this word snow. What is snow?
Oh, I think you know what snow is. When the weather is cold, it doesn't rain, it snows. And snow is beautiful.
It is. I love going outside while it is snowing. It's beautiful and quiet.
Yes, it can be really cold, and it's cold to hold snow, but it's still really fun, and nothing is better than fresh snow.
Oh, you are right. And you can pick up the snow and eat it, too. It turns to water in your mouth.
If it's clean snow, right?
That's right.
If it's dirty snow, then that's not fun to eat. Well, friends, here's Christina with more about this word.
Abby 说她觉得 fresh snow 很美 Fresh snow is so pretty 我们来看一下今天的单字 fresh 这个字以前学过它是新鲜的意思像是 fresh fish 新鲜的鱼 fresh vegetable, 新鲜的蔬菜。而今天的 fresh snow 指的就是刚下的雪。刚下的雪松松软软，白茫茫的一片非常的好看。所以 fresh 也可以形容刚到的，新来的。所以你可能知道刚进大学大一的新生就叫做 freshman， 它就是用了 fresh 在里面的这个字。另外 fresh 也可以用来形容空气清新的， I like the fresh air in the morning， 我喜欢早晨清新的空气，这些都是 fresh 这个字的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So what are some ways that we use this word fresh? Well, we think of fresh fruit and vegetables. That means they were just taken from the farm.
That's right. Or I really love fresh bread. When my mom makes bread at home, you can smell it in the house and it's really, really fresh.
Or fresh flowers. They smell so good.
That's right. So, does Abby like snow? Of course she does. When the answer is clearly one thing, you can use this phrase, of course.
Hey, Anna, I bought too much chocolate candy. Can I give you some?
Chocolate candy? Of course. Hey, Peter, I need to clean the bathroom. Can you do it for me?
Of course not.You can do that by yourself. Friends, if you have an answer that is clearly no, you can say, of course not.
So, what does Abby say about the snow? Fresh snow is so pretty. It can be really fun, too.
That's right, and I think we'll learn more about this wonderful thing, snow, after Conversation B.
Good morning, Taylor. Taylor?
Oh, sorry. Good morning, Rob.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm just looking at the weather report.
Oh? Why?
I really want to ski. There is lots of snow in the mountains.
I like snowboarding.
Let's go together.
Yeah.Let's ask the others, too.
Sure. We can all go skiing or snowboarding.
Hey, Anna, if we are talking about snow today, we need to talk about making a snowman.
Oh, you're right, Peter. I love building snowmen. It's really fun. You go outside and you roll a big ball of snow.It can even be this big.
That's right. You put one ball on top of the other and make a snowman.
Don't forget the carrot for the nose.
That's right. So in this conversation, what is Taylor doing?
Well, she's looking at the weather report. Every day, you can watch the news or read the newspaper. Then you can see what the weather will be like.
Well, the weather report today says it will be cold and there will be lots of snow this weekend. That's why Taylor really wants to go skiing. There's going to be fresh snow in the mountains. What a perfect time.
Yes, fresh snow is really good for skiing. Peter, tell us more about Colorado.
Yeah, well, our state in America is famous for skiing.Those are places you can go to ski, such as a resort. And I grew up skiing. I would ski with my family and even my friends from school.
Well, let's have a picture of skiing.
That's great. Look at this. He is skiing. What a fun time.
Peter, are you ever afraid that you will fall down when you're skiing?
Well, of course you fall down all the time, but snow is soft, so it never hurts.
Wow, Peter, let's go skiing this weekend. It's more fun when you go with people. We can ask other friends, too.
Let's ask the others, too. What a great idea.
It's a great idea, because that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
Let's ask the others, too.
Let's ask the others, too.
让我们也问问其他人。
Want to take a walk?
Sure. Let's ask the others, too.
Want to see a movie?
Sure. Let's ask the others, too.
Want to get ice cream?
Sure. Let's ask the others, too.
Let's just go together, you and me.
No. Let's ask the others.
Let's ask the others, too.
Let's ask the others, too.
让我们也问问其他人。
It is going to be a great weekend. Lots of fresh snow. But Rob doesn't ski, he will snowboard. That sounds like fun.
Ooh, we can talk about snowboarding right after this break. We'll be back soon. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. We're talking about skiing and snowboarding today. And Peter and I are going skiing this weekend.
It's going to be so much fun. Maybe we can try snowboarding.
Well, Peter, there's one problem.
What's that, Anna?
I've never been snowboarding before.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. But when you fall down, it hurts a lot.
It hurts? Well, maybe I'll watch you.
Okay, I'll snowboard and you can ski. Well, friends, we gotta go to Conversation C. Let's go there together.
Hi, guys. What are you doing?
Hi, Rob. We're talking about the weekend.
Do you guys like skiing or snowboarding?
I don't know, but I want to try them.
Taylor and I are going to North Mountain on Saturday.Come with us.
I like skiing, but I like sledding more.
That's fine. North Mountain has a sledding hill.
Okay, let's go.
Well, in this conversation, our friends are talking about the weekend. They're planning on going skiing too. Rob starts the conversation by saying, Hi, guys.
Yeah, we say this a lot in English, to say hi to a group of people. The word guy is only for boys, but you can say hi guys to a group of people that is both girls and boys.
Right, you can try to practice that today. Well, Alex is coming this weekend. He has never gone skiing or snowboarding, but he's very excited and he wants to try both.
That's great!Susie and Alex can go with Rob this weekend. That's because Taylor and Rob are going to North Mountain on Saturday. Here's Rebecca with a little more on this sentence.
Hello, friends. It's that time in our lesson when we get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Well, let's learn it.Noun and noun are going to noun. For example, Dad and I are going to church. Or, Tony and Bob are going to Harvard University. Remember, practice makes perfect, so why not take some time and use it?
Thank you, Rebecca. Okay, Peter, practice makes perfect. Let's practice.I'll give you some words, and you make a sentence using today's grammar point.
Okay.
You, your friends, a movie.
Oh, okay. My friends and I are going to a movie this weekend. Okay, my turn. Your cat, the vet's office, and Tuesday.
Hey! Okay, fine.My cat and I are going to the vet's office this Tuesday.
Wow, that sounds like a fun time, Anna. Whoa. So everyone is going skiing, sledding, snowboarding this weekend. What a fun time.
But in this conversation, Susie says she likes skiing, but she likes sledding more. So she will sled instead of ski. Here's Christina for more on this word, sled.
Susie 说比起滑雪她更喜欢搭雪橇。I like skiing, but I like sledding more. 这两个句子里 like 的后面都是接动名词 ing 的形态。ski 的动名词是直接加 ing, 变成 s-k-i-i-n-g, skiing。可是 sled 的动名词却重复 d, 变成S-L-E-D-D-I-N-G, sledding. 为什么呢？我们来说明一下，碰到单音节的动词，如果它的结尾是一个单母音加上单子音的话，变成动名词就必须要重复字尾的子音的字母，再加上 ing。我们来举几个例子，比如说 P-U-T, put, 它就是一个单音节，字尾是单母音加子音的字，所以它的动名词就是 P-U-T-T-I-N-G, pudding, 重复了 T。 再来看几个例子， chat, chatting, dig, digging, beg, begging, let, letting.
Thanks, Christina. Sledding is my favorite activity that we talked about today. Anna, which do you like the most? Sledding, snowboarding, making sandwiches, or sledding?
Making sandwiches? That doesn't use snow. Well, I've never been snowboarding, and I've only gone skiing once, so sledding is my favorite.
Wow, that's great. Well, friends, I hope you had fun. We need to review our keywords. So, let's say them together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Fresh. Fresh. The bakery just made fresh bread.
Snow. Snow. There is so much snow outside.
Pretty. Pretty. Mary's daughter is so pretty.
North. North. Canada is in North America.
Ski. Ski. Let's ski down Bear Mountain. All right, friends, those are the keywords today. Remember to practice with your friends.And now, let's watch our lesson about skiing one more time.
Hey, Abby. You're from Washington, D.C.
Yes, I am.
Does Washington, D.C. get a lot of snow?
Yes, sometimes it gets a lot of snow.
Do you like it?
Of course. Fresh snow is so pretty. It can be really fun, too.
So you play in the snow?
Sure! I make snowmen.
Good morning, Taylor. Taylor?
Oh, sorry. Good morning, Rob.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm just looking at the weather report.
Oh? Why?
I really want to ski. There is lots of snow in the mountains.
I like snowboarding.
Let's go together.
Yeah, let's ask the others too.
Sure, we can all go skiing or snowboarding.
Hi guys, what are you doing?
Hi Rob.We're talking about the weekend.
Do you guys like skiing or snowboarding?
I don't know, but I want to try them.
Taylor and I are going to North Mountain on Saturday. Come with us.
I like skiing, but I like sledding more.
That's fine. North Mountain has a sledding hill.
Okay, let's go.
Oh,
Ginger, why are you so excited?
Because I love snow.
Oh, you love snow.
Yes. Oh, snow is so pretty.
Yes, it is.
And snow is really fun.
Fun.
Yeah, I want to play in the snow.
Okay, do you want to ski?
No.
Do you want to snowboard?
No.
Do you want to go sledding?
No.
Well, then what do you want to do?
I want to make a snowman.
Oh, yeah. Making a snowman will be fun.
Yeah. Do you want to build a snowman?
Snow monkey?
So, Peter, we're going skiing this weekend, but can I go sledding instead?
Of course. How about we just go sledding instead of skiing?
Yeah, I like that idea a lot better. You don't really fall down when you're sledding.
Oh, yes, you do, because you need to build lots of big jumps. You go down the hill and hit the jump and go flying into the air.
And then you fall?
And hit the ground really hard.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but the flying part sounds fun.
Well, you have to fall sometime. Hey, if you fall and hurt yourself, I will buy you some hot chocolate.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, let's go sledding, Peter.
All right, friends. Well, maybe you can sled with us, but right now our show is over, so we'll see you tomorrow right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!